This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel strikes Gaza overnight as the army vows it will not be distracted from the war after Iran's unprecedented attack heightened fears of a wider conflict and prompted calls for de-escalation. Meantime, the White House has been calling it an incredible military achievement by Israel, the United States, and other partners in repelling hundreds of drones and missiles launched by Iran toward Israel over the weekend. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
A barrage of objects streaks across the night sky from Bethlehem in the West Bank amid drone and missile attacks from Iran toward Israel. The Israeli military says the Islamic Republic launched more than 300 such projectiles, but said it, with help from the U.S. and partners, shot down 99% of them. Iran has warned it would hit Israel in retaliation after a suspected Israeli airstrike earlier this month destroyed the Iranian consulate in Damascus, Syria, killing 12, including two top Iranian generals. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is under international pressure not to fire back at Iran. These insights from AP correspondent Joe Fetterman.
President Joe Biden is trying to assemble a concerted diplomatic response against Iran. He has also made it clear that if Israel responds, the U.S. will not be joining. So much will depend on Israel.
Australian police say they are investigating why a 40-year-old man with mental illness appeared to target women as he roamed a Sydney shopping mall with a large knife, killing six people and injuring a dozen more. For more stories, check us out online. This is VOA News. Donald Trump goes to court Monday as the first U.S. ex-president ever to be criminally prosecuted. It's a big moment for the United States as the presumptive Republican nominee campaigns to retake the White House. U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson says he will try to advance wartime aid for Israel this week. VOA's Joe Ramsey has more from Washington.
Johnson is attempting the difficult task of winning House approval for a national security package that also includes funding for Ukraine and allies in Asia. The Republican speaker was already under immense political pressure from his fellow party lawmakers. He has sat for 2 months on a $95 billion supplemental package that would send support to the U.S. allies. It would also provide humanitarian aid for civilians in Ukraine and Gaza and funding to replenish U.S. weapons provided to Taiwan. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
There are questions over the location of the Paris Olympics opening ceremony this summer. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
French President Emmanuel Macron has suggested the July 26th opening ceremony for the Paris Olympics planned on the River Seine could be shifted instead to the Stade de France if the security threat is deemed too high. Speaking to French media BFM TV and RMC, Macron says France's law enforcement forces will be mobilized at an exceptional level for the open-air event. But he added there are plan Bs and Cs. Organizers could consider options including reducing the itinerary of the parade on the Seine or even to move it to the Stade de France for a more conventional opening event. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Tanzanian government says that flooding in the country has killed 58 people in the last 2 weeks as heavy rains continue. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The coastal region was hit hardest with 126,831 people affected, according to the government. A government spokesperson said Sunday that essential supplies, including food, had been distributed to those affected. East Africa is experiencing heavy rains with reported flooding in neighboring Kenya, killing at least 13 people there so far. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
France hosts an international conference on Sudan exactly a year after war broke out in the northeast African country, that leading to a humanitarian and political crisis. For more stories, please visit us online at voanews.com. You can follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and X. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.